The Lafayette City Council will meet this evening with several infrastructure and development projects on the agenda. Council members are expected to consider a paving contract, review bids for the Glass Road Transmission Project, and discuss improvements involving East Villanow Street and Airport Engineering Services. Other topics include a proposed wrestling building, a pavilion at Greenway Park, a rezoning request at Straight Gut, and a proposed crosswalk project at Duke and Joe Stock. The meeting begins at 6:30 at Lafayette City Hall. It is open to the public. Walker County pet owners will soon be required to have their dogs and cats spayed or neutered under a new ordinance. The measure applies to dogs and cats 6 months and older unless owners qualify for exemptions or purchase an annual unaltered animal license. Fees have been set at $50 for cats, $100 for dogs. County officials say the goal is to reduce pet overpopulation and ease pressure on the county's animal shelter, which took in more than 2,000 animals last year. Revenue from the license will help fund the county's spay and neuter voucher program. The City of Lafayette is accepting applications for the position of Clerk of Court. The Clerk of Court is responsible for the daily management of municipal court and provides clerical support to the municipal court judge. City officials encourage qualified candidates to apply. More information about the position and the application process is available through City Hall or at the county's website. Applications are now being accepted. We've got more news coming up after this. This week's Walker County Restaurant Report, the Wendy's in Chickamauga received a 100. The Hardee's in Lafayette got a 99. It's a 94 for the Lafayette Waffle House. The Chickamauga Hardee's scored a 95. It's a 100 for the Rock Spring Resort. You can find a complete list of this week's restaurant report. It's on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.